79 WAKY, 708, 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Moody in the Morning at Wacky Radio. She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me. She got the way to groove me. Cherry Cherry, Neil Diamond, 1966. And you also heard Frankie Valli with the Four Seasons. Don, go away. I'm no good for you. I'm no good for nothing. I'm just a no count. It's 11 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7-11, with Bob Moody at WAKY. We'll have this morning's message from Big Red and Thor in 30 seconds.
Eric Ford announces,
what type of person do you want in the White House for the next 4 years? Do you want someone who looks upon the job as just a stepping stone to bigger and better things? Do you want someone who's more interested in lining his own pockets than he is about unemployment? Do you want someone who can't even spell nuclear disarmament, much less know how to achieve it? Well, Thor Heine thinks so, and that's why he hopes you'll consider him as a write-in candidate for the President of the United States. If all goes according to plan, Thor Heine will take a 4-year leave of absence from the Heine Winery in beautiful downtown Waddy, Kentucky, Little L.A., manufacturers of Heine Wine, the great-tasting wine in the flip-top can, to run our country. To get to know Thor Heine on a one-to-one basis, let's look this morning at his background. Thor, along with his brother, Big Red Heine, started the Heine Winery approximately 19 years ago. And in 19 short years, Thor has put his Heine in the hands of millions across this country. Thor's been married for the past 33 years to the former Lotta Grinswald of Paytona, now Lotta Heine. They have one son, Philip A. Heine, who's been practicing law in Waddy for the past 6 years and hopes to do it for real soon. That's our man, Thor Heine, leaving the choice up to you. 4 years of the same thing, or a Heine in the White House. Whether or not you think Geraldine Ferraro is the biggest bust in American political history, there's no doubt that Thor is the biggest Heine. Political announcement paid for by the Heine Winery in Waddy, Kentucky, Big Red Heine, treasurer. If you'd like to jump on the Heine for President bandwagon and show your support with a free bumper sticker that reads Thor in 84, put a Heine in the White House, send a card or a letter to Put a Heine in the White House. Post Office Box 999 in Grapevine, Texas 76051. 79 WAKY. This is Moody in the Morning at 7:16. 16 minutes after 7 o'clock at the Whack. I know I may look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Bo diddly, WAKY. And before that, Desmond Decker and the Aces, 1969 song, The Israelite Song. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock at Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. This Saturday will be Kazoo Day at the Louisville Zoo. Get it? Kazoo at the zoo? Enjoy the lively music of the Brown and Williamson Kazoo Band, featuring soloist Mark Ahern and the Juggernaut Jugman, performing from noon until 2 this Saturday, and then pick up your complimentary kazoo as you leave the zoo. Well, I made up the part about Mark Ahern, but you never can tell. Sometimes he gets carried away. 72 degrees, our temperature, going for a high today between 86 and 90. Well, if you were really into music in the mid-60s, you may remember the original version of that song by a lady named Kathy Kirby. It was a minor hit in 1965 and then a major hit for Cher in 1972, The Way of Love. It's 7:21, 21 past 7, 72 degrees, Wacky Radio with Bob Moody.
Used to be.
Waking up your mom.
AccuWeather meteorologist Kathy Francis saying we'll have hazy sunshine at times today, and a few spots this afternoon we'll get a thunderstorm. The high today between 86 and 90. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow. A couple of showers and thunderstorms through that period, through tomorrow. Low tonight 68, tomorrow's high 82. Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine. Still a chance of a thunderstorm, but much cooler. Friday we'll have a high of only 80 degrees. It's already 72 now. It's 7:23 at WAKY. 7:25, Moody in the Morning at WAKY. We're Wacky. There can't be anybody playing any more music than Wacky Radio because these songs are all so short. Who else could play three songs in 6 minutes? It's Mr. Lee from the Bobettes. What a great name. And before that, Bird Dog from Kentucky's own Everly Brothers. It is 7:28, Bob Moody at Wacky, and here are the Beatles.
The Tully was a boy just before the mishap occurred.
It's a boy!
7:33, I'm Diane Mass, WAKY News.
Well, I think that's a great idea, Diane.
What's that, Bob?
The U.S. Toast Guard. I mean, you got somebody burns your toast, or you go to a restaurant and they're stingy with the butter, you turn them into the U.S. Toast Guard.
Okay, give me a break, would you?
You know, there is nothing funny about someone being attacked and terrorized on the streets. But did you read in the paper this morning about this woman that said she was attacked by a naked man wearing nothing but a pair of underpants on his head early yesterday morning? No, I'm serious. And like I say, there's nothing funny about her being attacked.
No, no.
But at Garvin Place in St. Catherine Street early yesterday morning, this woman was walking to work, and she was assaulted by a man who was nude except for the underwear on his head. And the woman reported that the man ran away when she bit him on the hand. So when B.J. Colty comes in this afternoon, if he's got a bandage on his hand, I'm calling the law. Good morning, it's 7:36. Bob Moody here, WAKY, the oldies station. Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5, and I never can say goodbye. Before that, the Dixie Cups, and I'm going to the Chapel of Love. Going to the chapel, and we're going to get married. Oh, it's 20 minutes before 8 o'clock, 7:40, Wacky Radio with Bob Moody. The Redbirds, I'm afraid, lost last night. As they say, you know, you can't win them all. But the pitcher for Wichita who got the victory last night is a guy named Freddie Tolliver. Oh, now, I don't know if you were around when I was telling the story some time ago about the Moody-Tolliver feud that took place in southern Indiana around Paoli and Orleans and Bedford, Indiana, and that area back in the 1870s. This is not something that I've made up. This is a historical fact. The Moody's and the Tollivers were involved in a feud which involved murders and firebombings and several beatings, and it was big enough news to be on the front page of the newspapers in Louisville and the surrounding area for a long time. Rewards offered by the governor of Indiana. This was back in the 1870s, so you know, I don't know what to make of these Tollivers. I wonder whether he's related. I also wonder whether there are any Tollivers in the Paoli High School Marching Band. If there are, I'd have to be proud of them in spite of myself. As you may know, the Pride of Paoli Marching Band is going to play at the Summer Olympic Games in Los Angeles. They still have to pay for the trip, though, and they're having a fundraiser this Saturday. Skyline is the jazz band that's affiliated with the Paoli High School Marching Band, and they'll be performing a fundraiser at Derby Dinner Playhouse this Saturday afternoon at 2. Ronald McDonald will be the MC. Now, actually, the festivities will get underway this Saturday at noon in Clarksville as the band marches down Marriott Drive, and they'll have a free outdoor concert, and then inside at 2 o'clock on the stage of Derby Dinner Playhouse. Tickets are $3 for adults, $1 for children 12 and under. Seating will be general admission. You can get your tickets in advance at the Derby Dinner Playhouse box office or by calling 288-8281. Those kids, you know, they had the big fundraiser scheduled on the 4th of July and got 4 inches of rain, so if you can help them, it'll certainly be worthwhile. Hey there, it's time to get motivated now. 7:44 with Moody in the Morning at WAKY. You're the one. I mean, you are the one. You are just it. Those are the Vogues, and before that, the Grassroots. Let's live for today. The Grassroots, of course, one of the big acts that came into town for Music Fest 84 last weekend, and I gather that that was a very large success, almost broke even. In fact, with concession sales and so forth, and I think we can expect another one next year. Now, if you came down and enjoyed everything this past weekend, this coming weekend, you can come back. It's the third Heritage Weekend for 1984 on the Belvedere. They'll be celebrating German, Indian, Arab, and Ukrainian heritage this Saturday and Sunday from 1 until 10 both days on the Belvedere. I can hear she gives me crazy love. From Belfast, Northern Ireland, a man that I consider to be one of the most underrated artists alive today, Van Morrison. 7:50, 10 minutes before 8 o'clock at Wacky Radio. The AccuWeather forecast in half a minute.
Limited delivery area.
Kathy Francis is our AccuWeather meteorologist this morning. Kathy's saying we'll have some hazy sunshine today, although parts of this area will get an afternoon thunderstorm. The high temperature today, somewhere between 86 and 90 degrees. Variable cloudiness tonight and tomorrow, and through that period, through tomorrow, there's a possibility of some scattered showers and thunderstorms. The low tonight will be about 68, with a high tomorrow of 82. And then on Friday, a mixture of clouds and sunshine, still the chance of a thunderstorm, but the main news on Friday will be it will be considerably cooler. The high Friday afternoon to start the weekend, only about 80 degrees, and it's 72 already with clear skies at 7:50 at WAKY.
The Wack is fast.
Music from the Three Penny Opera. That's the late Bobby Darin in the classic Mack the Knife with Bob Moody in the morning at Wacky Radio. 7:54, 6 minutes before 8 o'clock.
Hey, Vernon.
W-A-K-Y. I ever tell you my daddy was a pistol? Yeah, I'm a son of a gun. And a seventh son. Hey, don't blame me for those lyrics. Here's Johnny Rivers at Wacky.